Welcome to the show on In Plain Sight. Come on a journey with me and we'll discuss politics, religion, current events, and history as we uncover the truth that is hidden in plain sight. We're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Upper left-hand corner of the website, hit that menu button, and you will see a donate button. Smash that donate button like Chuck Norris punching through a 2x4, and you'll find a variety of ways to donate. You can call it in on your credit card, or you can mail your donation in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And as advertised, I have a very special guest tonight. He has a doctorate degree in history, a former member of the Louisiana House of Representatives, 81st District, and he was a friend of the late Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Dr. David Duke, welcome to the show, sir. Good to have you here tonight. And we'll all check our connections. I think
you can hear me. Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
We had a welcome to the show, Dr. Dukes. Really a pleasure to have you on tonight.
Well, it's great to be with you. You've been on my show a number of times, and you've always offer a lot of very intelligent commentary and thoughts, and appreciate your work, and I'm very thankful for that. And these are very crisis times for our people, for our country, for our world, really. There's no question about the fact that this election is one of the most critical elections in the history of the United States, and there's never been a more stark decision to be made, a decision between basically communism, and I really believe that. I mean, that may sound odd, but I did work in Russia. Your listeners might know a little bit about my background. I wrote a book called The Secret Behind Communism. I've also written My Awakening and Jewish Supremacism. And I've studied communism all my life, and I even went in the Russian archives with Alexander Solzhenitsyn. And I can't tell you how many parallels I see in this country right now with the revolutionary days of what was Russia, the run-up to the greatest human murder and torture and dispossession in the history of our planet. Millions and millions, at least 20 to 30 million Russians were tortured, killed, many women raped, families raped. I mean, they would do anything, these Bolsheviks. And of course, Eastern Europe also came under their power. Ukraine, for instance, had 7 to 11 million who were starved to death and tortured and imprisoned and sent to the gulags. The crimes of communism are incredible. And to show you how we have such a lying media and a lying Hollywood and a lying establishment in this country is in all this time, in all the millions that were killed in the 1930s, for instance, 20s and 30s, starting with Leon Trotsky and Lenin in the early days of the Bolshevik Revolution, the establishment of the gulags, a secret police operation in Moscow. I've been there and I visited. In fact, I had a meeting because communism today is overthrown in Russia. Russia is not communist. You would think it was a communist country still. The truth is that Russia is a Christian nation today. In fact, Putin says and declares, and Russia declares itself as a Christian nation. Our forefathers should do that here in this country, but we don't do it anymore. You know, we don't say we're a Christian nation. It's almost like it's supposed to be an insult. But Russia does. We're the ones who are becoming communist. And if you listen to these Bolsheviks, and by the way, Bolshevism has always had this unholy alliance between bankers, ultra-rich billionaires, and the communist movement. And that doesn't make any sense on its surface, right? Because communism is supposed to be against, quote, capitalism. And the biggest capitalists, the most exploitive capitalists in the world are the big bankers that steal relatively a huge proportion of the productivity of every country and even of the world through just the manipulation of money. Goldman Sachs is the greatest predator bank in the world, for instance. The Cunningham Company was the biggest financier of the Russian Revolution. I don't want to get too off case here because we've got to talk about the election and what's going on right now on the election. But what we're really in a struggle right now, it's not just Republicans, Democrats, it's not Trump, Biden. It's really a struggle for the very existence and the soul of Western Christian civilization. And between that and horror, I mean really horror, a destruction of every right we have. First, they'll take away our guns and our right to defend ourselves. And the reason why our founding fathers had that Second Amendment was because they believed that we needed guns, and every populace needed guns to protect itself from a government gone awry. And this First Amendment is under attack in this country. Freedom of speech is falling away. Not only if a man stands up and tells the truth, like, for instance, the fact that there is an intentional effort, and it's going on, and it's happening. It's not even just a theory. It's not a model, like they sometimes make a model of the coronavirus. The reality is, and we've had this evidence of what's happening on the ground, is America is becoming ethnically cleansed. The people who created this country are being destroyed and replaced by people who don't have any love for the traditions of this country, the values of this country, the freedoms of this country, the spirit of this country, and have a lot of hatred. And I'm telling you, I'm not talking just about, you know, the non-white, you know, masses, whether they be the Mexican alien immigration that's just coming on, which should have been stopped years ago, but it was purposefully allowed to happen because they wanted this demographic change. And if you watch the media, I ask anybody of my open mind is watching CNN or ABC or NBC or even Fox News, but not so much Fox. Even the liberals are proud of it. They talk about how the demographic changes of America made possible the loss of Arizona to the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency, which may cost them the election. The demographic changes caused the loss of old red states like Nevada. Even California at one time was a Republican state overwhelmingly, or a more conservative, traditional Christian state. Now it's like Californistan, right? But, I mean, it's like the demographic change, this is a purposeful change. And I've got to tell people that the change was not made. It was not created by the immigrants that came in. The people that broke our laws that came over the border didn't change our laws. The reason that they're able to come in and break our laws and flaunt our laws and break the law, if you or anybody else tried to cross the border illegally by fraud or any other means, you'd be in very serious trouble. You'd be guilty of a number of felonies, liable to go to jail for years, right? But illegal aliens who are not American citizens can come in into our land and they're not apprehended. There's not a big enough effort to do that. There's not an effort to build a wall until Trump came along. There's not an effort to stop this. And they allow them to forget about the fact that they're illegal aliens. The media changes that term and calls it undocumented workers, which is a fraud too. They are definitely aliens. They're not American citizens and they're illegally here. And literally, they're now letting these people become American citizens, even though they broke laws and shouldn't even be here in the first place. And overwhelmingly, even though they talk about, you know, this wave or whatever, they're overwhelmingly responsible for the fact that this semi-Bolshevik capital Zionist party, you know, the Democratic Party has a very good chance, I hate to say it, we're going to find out. To win this election and affect us in so many horrific ways. We have a country that's losing it right now. And the reason why this is happening is because another tiny minority, which is only 2% of the population, and I'm talking about the very, very powerful Jewish minority that dominates banking, that dominates the New York Times. In fact, the eight owners, primary owners of the so-called Class B stockholders, which control 90% of the voting of the control of the New York Times Corporation. This is controlled. These are Zionist Jews who are loyal to Israel. ABC, NBC, CBS, run by Jews. I can name them. I can give you the facts behind it. I can tell you who runs CNN. I can tell you their great influence in Hollywood. I can tell you their great influence in international bankers. You know, Trump was outspent. Even though Trump had one thing on its side, a lot of people, because he was telling the truth to the American people about a lot of issues like immigration and other things. And he inspired the people. You know, people had rallies. He was outspent by hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in this election, yet he got almost the same amount of votes. In fact, they got the critical votes in the critical areas. And this is in spite of a media that was completely, viciously, vilely using every dirty trick in the world, every sort of slander and horrific manipulation of people's minds, as well as the social media, the big techs like Zuckerberg's Facebook, which has 2.7 billion people getting their information for it. And if that group, of which they're part, Facebook, if they want to even share a legal website, even a mainstream newspaper like the New York Post that exposed the Hunter Biden corruption. Yeah, he's corrupt, and his son's corrupt. They're viciously corrupt. Anybody that goes into Hunter Biden's laptop, anybody that goes into the facts knows this. And it's not the Russians that are interfering in election, but anybody that goes into this stuff and looks at it, right, knows it's true. But they kept that from the American people because they wanted Biden to win, because that was their agenda. That was their ideology. So they suppressed that. And they've also deplatformed people like me. I was on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter anymore. I was on Facebook at one time. I'm not on Facebook anymore. I'm a former member of the House of Representatives in Louisiana. I've got books that have been read by hundreds of millions of people around the world. I'm one of the best known people in the world. I've done Meet the Press 3 times. I could go on national television one time in my life, but I can't even have a website that's free to reach people anymore. I can't take a credit card charge for my books. I can't sell my books on the biggest bookseller in the world. And even Google itself, the biggest search engine in the world, if an innocent person, if a person hears about me or hears a snippet of what I say, and they say, well, that makes sense. He says that the real systemic racism in this country is against white. In fact, if white supremacism was a real thing and the white were really the supremacists and the white supremacy controlled this country, how in the world would every damn newspaper in America condemn this as a supremacy country, a supremacist nation? How in the world can they condemn white people as supremacists and racist if whites are racist and they control the country? You know? Anyway, you got me a little bit of a rant, but this has been some emotional times. I'm a little tired, too. I've done, four or five different shows today. I'm kind of losing my voice. But I hope I'm being articulate, and I hope I'm reaching the both the mind and the rationale and the reason of your audience as well as their heart.
No, you definitely have. You brought up some interesting history, how capitalism funds communism, how it basically did in the Bolshevik Revolution. And today we see that the big tech companies who are Jewish-dominated, they're the ones taking away our platform of freedom of speech. We still have the First Amendment, but yet they are censoring voices like yours. I know they started with Andrew England. They've even censored regular, what we would call normie cons, just regular people that would support Trump. So it is big tech. It is the money, the corporations that are suppressing us now. And if a Biden-Harris get the presidency, then you're going to see legislation that will officially make wrong political thought illegal. And so coming back to the election, you know, we're currently Donald Trump's, I just refreshed the button here, at 214 electoral votes, Joe Biden at 264. And I know this election is going to be contested, and it's states are going to send their cases to the Supreme Court. I know that there's a fight that's going to be going on. We're just at the beginning of this. This is not a post-election analysis. This is a round one analysis, and there's many more rounds to come. So speaking of censorship, one of the articles that I mentioned did state that Twitter is actually censoring the president of the United States as Trump is calling out what he sees as election fraud. as he has won, you know, he won many areas in the states. And then as the mail-in votes came in, all for Biden, that started to change. And when he called this out on Twitter, Twitter started to censor him. This is crazy, censoring the president of the United States. So we can see the direction this is going. But we do have probably just a few minutes before the break. I want to pose a question to you concerning this election. And this is something that I've been curious about, and I think a lot of the RBN audience. There is a schism in the alt-right and the alternative media. Because back in 2016, the alternative media were all sort of on the same page. And we were all pushing for Trump. And I think that we played a big role in Trump getting elected in what's called the meme war. These young people on their keyboards winning over normie cons with the memes supporting Trump. But now there's a big schism. There's a large portion of the alt-right. Richard Spencer comes to mind, who, you know, Spencer said, vote Biden. He wants this accelerationism. The guys at the rightstuff.biz. We're not all on the same page. How do you think this has affected the election? And we only got a couple of minutes before the break, so we'll have to pick it up on the other side if we get interrupted. How do you think this has affected, the schism in the alt-right has affected this election?
I think in a razor-thin election like this, it can have profound impact, and it's really unfortunate. I mean, I like so much of what Richard Spencer says. He says a lot of great things and a lot of intelligent opinions, and you know, I'm very favorable to the right stuff for, you know, 95% of everything they say. I think, and they're a million times better than any of the so-called mainstream conservative media, which is really neocon media. But at the same time, this was, I think, a big mistake. They're very disappointed in Trump on a number of levels, but on the most important levels, and in terms of this election, in terms of what we're facing with Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, which already has promised to shut us all down, silence us, even imprison us, criminalize anybody in this country that would even talk about these things, even talk about the discrimination and the violence that exists against white people in this country. And it's a real fact, folks. It's not any sort of I've got data right out of the Justice Department crime figures, showing that truth is it's 100 times more probable for a black man in America to criminally assault, harm, kill, rape, murder a white person than vice versa. And I can show you that in direct data that's, you know, absolutely compiled by the United States Justice Department, which is including under Eric Holder, because it shows the same things under those years in Biden with the Biden Obama. Folks. And in the Republican administrations as well. It's a fact. I can prove that fact. You know, the 213,000 really serious assaults against white people by only 12% of the population, and only 13,000 assaults allegedly, and a lot of those are defense, by the way, of white people against black people, right, in this country. So when you take the fact that 60% are only doing 13,000 assaults against black people, and black people are 12% of the population and doing unbelievable 203,000 assaults, it ends up meaning that blacks have 100 times, a single black person has 100 times more probability of harming a white person than vice versa. It's incredible, but this is reality. But if you watch the media, you think it was the other way around. But then again, I can't blame the blacks for that, because blacks don't run the media. They don't run the New York Times. It's this Jewish element. And they're using the blacks, they're weaponizing the blacks to gain, kind of like they did the proletariat as their Red Army, so to speak, to overcome and destroy the Russian Christian society and get communism.
All right, that's very good analysis. We're up on the break here pretty soon. And I guess on the other side, we'll talk about how Trump has tried to reach out to the black community, and maybe how ways he has failed in doing that. Mike, we should be hearing the break music. Did I miss something? We missed the break. Does that mean we keep going, my friend? Because we can do that. We are going to take a reprieve from this break, and we're going to try to listen for the next one. But Dr. Duke, you mentioned on your show today you know, that Trump had invited Kanye West and Lil Wayne, and then he, you know, as an attempt to reach out to black voters, and also he did the prison reform thing with Kushner, where he tried to let some black felons out of jail in his attempt to reach out to the black community. But I think, you know, as you pointed out today, it sort of hurt his chances of re-election with some white voters, and it really didn't help him out with the black community. My question is, wouldn't it have been better if he would have had someone like Pastor Manning, or Jesse Lee Peterson to the White House? These are two black leaders that would be very good for the black community if they could only get a voice and a platform, because both of these men, Pastor Manning and Jesse Lee Peterson, talk about how black men should be responsible, take responsibility for their lives, care for their kids, and not to imitate this gangster rap, image that the Jewish-dominated media has pushed on the black population. What would you think about that? Wouldn't Trump have been better off embracing these real black leaders instead of the gangster rappers and the prison reform that he tried to do?
Well, if your listeners have ever read the great book by George Orwell called 1984, and I really recommend that. I read that in high school. And one of the main principles that basically a dictatorship or a massive tyranny does is that one of the principles of their control over people is called controlling the opposition, controlled opposition. And in 1984, the character in the book that was supposedly the controlled opposition was a guy named Emmanuel Goldstein. Actually, Orwell had volunteered in the Spanish Civil War to help the so-called Republicans. They weren't Republicans, they were communists. They had a very conservative sounding name. They killed tens of thousands of priests, raped the nuns, destroyed. It was unbelievable. They were just absolute communists. And so he learned then about communism. He learned about the fact that communism has been driven by the Jewish establishment, which it still is. And there's no argument about that fact. The New York Times is a perfect example of that. 2 years ago, they ran a story. They showed a big statue being built of Karl Marx, right, in Europe. And the headline read, "Happy Birthday, Karl Marx." Now, that's the father of communism, the father of Marxism, an ideology that killed 100 million people on planet Earth, most of them, you know, many of them, at least depending on where in the world you're going, but in Europe, mostly Christians. And the New York Times writes the headline, "Happy Birthday, Karl Marx, you were right." Now, that's the leading newspaper of America by that Jewish paper. As I said, capitalists have supported communism. Jacob Schiff was the biggest financier of the Russian Revolution. And they also have what they call, a long time ago, in their gaining control over America, of course, you have the Jewish left, and the left was always overwhelmingly Jewish, and the Communist Party was overwhelmingly Jewish. Even 80% of the spies caught stealing for the one-time Soviet Union were Jews. And that's why, by the way, we have a media today that doesn't like Russia, because Russia overthrew the communists, you know, because Putin supports Christianity and real families and enacts anti-pornography legislation and restrictions to try to save their people from the horrible effects of this vicious and vile pornography that is so damaging to children and adults and others, and supportive of every kind of weirdism and perversions and you name it. You know, it's sick, right? And by the way, pornography is another racket that's overwhelmingly Jewish. This is Hollywood, which has supported these Marxist principles and supported people like Kamala Harris, who's about as common as you get, and the Bernie Sanders of the world. They absolutely, you know, are communists, but they're also rich, right? They're the ultimate capitalists. So this is hard for some people to wrap their heads around, but it's something that you've got to begin to learn. You can read My Awakening, my book, or Jewish Supremacism. Read that book, and you'll realize, you start to see all the contradictions, all the incredible oxymorons almost, because what you've got, right, is the media telling us that there's nothing worse than a white person standing up for his or her heritage, the heritage of their children, to want their children to look something like themselves and have the same values and revere the same forefathers and have the same music and architectural values, scientific values, religious values of their parents and their forefathers, and support their own existence and the continued expression of their people on earth. That's supposed to be an evil thing, right? Yet all this major media, Hollywood is overwhelmingly Jewish. The media is overwhelmingly Jewish in terms of ownership and the power over it. And political fundraising is overwhelmingly Jewish. 18, and there's some of your listeners that probably will have a hard time wrapping their head around this, but you know, they always talk about Russian collusion, Russian meddling, and how the Russians spent a few hundred thousand dollars or whatever in Facebook ads or some crap, right? Well, 18 of the 20 greatest contributors to Hillary Clinton, 18 of the 20 were Jewish people, Jewish supporters of Israel, Zionists, who are members of organizations fighting for the survival, the interests of Jewish people, and supporting a country of Israel, which is truly a supremacist country, a country that was built in the last 60 years by ethnically cleansing by force and terrorism. First, the British from their mandate and control over the country, and then 600,000 Palestinian Christians and Muslims. And by the way, 40% of Palestinians at that time in the beginning, almost 50% actually, in the early days of the Jewish immigration there, migration there, against the will of the Palestinians, just like we're being overcome and ethnically cleansed against our will as European Americans. They absolutely came in and got rid of these people, kicked them out of the country, and then later another war occupied them and totally repressed them. And the reason for this, it's not because they're of a different religion, Christians and Muslims. It's not because of that at all. Because the truth is, there's a lot of Jews that are out and out atheists. You may be surprised to hear that. It's true. And a Jew can go to Israel, whether they're Jewish by religion or whether they're not, or atheist or whatever. It's because they were the wrong race. And they sure didn't try to convert them to Judaism because they want to preserve their heritage.
And we're up on the break, Mike just said, and I don't hear the music, but let's take that break, Mike.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the show, In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. We got Mike engineering and some technical difficulties, but we're going to work through this, people, because that's what we do. And my special guest tonight, Dr. David Duke, and we were just talking about how the Jewish-dominated media has really poisoned the mind of the black community and the whites as well. But through this gangster rap culture that it makes the young black men, it makes heroes out of gangsters who shoot each other and do drugs and degrade women. They use the N-word a lot in their songs. And this has really taken its toll on the black and the white community.
Sure. In the way that... To whites and blacks.
Yes, it does. It does, and you know,
and every sort of immorality and sexual license and disgusting criminal behavior and shooting and violence and everything else too. But Kanye West wasn't necessarily a big rapper per se, but I mean, some you know, we got to look at the whole milieu of Kanye West, right? So he's one of the Kardashians, right? I mean, anybody, and I've only seen a few clips of that show. I don't want to see that show, but I know what's in it because I've gotten reports of people that, you know, have caught their kids watching this and they're on TVs and stuff like that, and they looked at it and it's the most disgusting, sexually disgusting thing, and they're very famous. In fact, they're famous for doing porn videos of themselves and so forth. It's a good example of our kids, right? And of course, one of the most famous videos that Kanye West did was here he is, he's singing a song and so forth. And there are two white women, obviously white women, in bed with him and naked, right? And so he's obviously, you know, he's having sex with them and so forth, or apparently it looks like he's had sex with them. And then you notice they're dead. They're dead. He killed them. Right. He killed them. I mean, this is what we want to do. And you look at this milieu, this is what the modern Jewish music industry and the modern Jewish Hollywood movie industry has produced in this country. And it's insane. Now, the other day he brought in Ice Cube and also Lil Wayne. These are black rappers. And their songs are full of drug abuse, talking about the great aspects of drugs and making money from drugs and violence and all this crap. Both these guys, right? And
that influence has definitely led to the increased criminality among young black youths, among young males, blacks, and it's very unfortunate.
And whites,
like I said,
and whites. I know personally some. People were got wrapped up in this, or they when they were young, they escaped it, thank God. But kids going to black schools.
I would include Eminem.
Yeah,
I would include Eminem.
Eminem is the biggest drug violence producer of any as any of them, you know. But the point
really
is,
go ahead. I was going to say what should have been promoted were men like Jesse Lee Peterson and Pastor Manning, black men who would lead the black community into a moral Christian lifestyle, where they would, you know, they would turn away from this sort of degeneracy. And just let's flip it. You know, you taught me how to do this. Use a reverse logic, I guess you would call it. You know, amongst young, poor white people, what if Trump would have had Marilyn Manson to the White House? And I'm not sure if you're familiar, but he was a shock rock guy in the 90s and the early aughts that promoted like just the worst heavy metal, drug using, degenerate sex. And then also, you know, anarchist groups like Rage Against the Machine. And just to remind you of who that would be like when you were a young man, it would be like the Sex Pistols, just promoting anarchy and degeneracy. What if he would have brought those white musicians into the White House and held them up, you know, as someone to be talked with and given an audience to? I mean, that would be ridiculous.
Even Trump in his campaign trail constantly is saying how, there's two or three black people in the whole audience. There's more blacks on stage at his meetings than in the audience. And I looked at his most recent meetings, like in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. They were amazing. I mean, there was probably not one black per thousand whites, right? But they'll point them out and they'll say, "Man, I love black people. We're going to be great for black people, you know." And then I'll look at a Mexican and I'll say, "I love Mexicans. You know, I love these people, blah, blah, blah. And I love Jews," right? And let me tell you, 80% of the vote, Jewish vote, they predict, I just read this out of the Jerusalem Post, is Jewish vote's going to go against him. But more importantly, 99% of the Jewish money and power is going to go against him, who control, because it's not all Jews, not all Jews are terrible, but there's no question the elite Jews are totally against them. And the question mark, in fact, one person told me at one of these meetings that a white guy, when he was talking about how, you know, how much he did for black people and how important, how much he loved black people, and the boy said, "Well, hey, Trump, what about white people?" You know, and he got big cheers, right? Because everybody knows this. But
right. I think Patrick Slattery did that recently at a Trump rally. He shouted that out. Got cheers to that. But yeah, the point you're bringing up is very valid, is that, you know, Trump wants to court the black vote. I think that maybe his intentions were good, because Kanye West did claim to come to know Jesus Christ in his later years. But he had a lot of work in the past that was really degenerate. And, you know, Trump also made a mistake. I think that, you were mentioning this during the break, was that, you know, he was blasting Joe Biden for the crime initiative in the 90s, where Biden cracked down on crime and it happened to target a lot of African-American criminals. But instead of Trump blasting him for that, you know, he's focusing on the wrong things, and mistakes were made. And yes, Patrick did tell me to say that Patrick was at the rally, and says when we're at these Trump rallies,
Patrick,
you know,
heard
what about
say
white
that,
people?
But you're confusing. Patrick didn't. He wasn't anywhere near that rally. I told him about it, and then he talked about it. That wasn't Patrick. No, Patrick had nothing to do with that, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In fact, he learned about that from me. So you heard about it from him, but it wasn't him. You know.
Okay, my mistake, but. Well, I think the point being made here is that, you know, to court the black vote, Trump should have went for real conservative black leaders like Peterson. That would have been awesome if Jesse Lee Peterson could have went to the White House and had an audience with the president or Pastor Manning. And so, you know, this is where we find ourselves. But
right.
Speaking of the BLM movement, I sent an article. There was a BLM activist, a female, that actually won a seat in the Congress in Missouri. This is very interesting. So I pulled this up on Fox News. BLM activist Cori Bush in Missouri becomes the state's first black congresswoman. And, you know, that having a black congresswoman, you know, that's not a big deal to me. I mean, if it was someone that was conservative. But this is a BLM activist. BLM is openly Marxist. And, you know, they're behind.
The three leaders of BLM, the three leaders, admittedly, that together they said we were, you know, Marxist trained. Admittedly, right? And they also honor this killer of a policeman who fled to communist Cuba. And beyond that, the person that does most of the fundraising for the group is a Jewish woman. She's a famous weather person terrorist, right? Who helped get police officers and security guards murdered. And she had huge amounts of bombs. And she was pardoned by the Clinton administration, I think, his last day of office. And that Susan Rosenberg, just like the Rosenbergs that sold Adam's secrets to the Soviet Union. You know, that's the reality of it. And of course, it's the media that tells us, you know, Black Lives Matter. But my God, and they'll tell us Black Lives Matter. And they'll, anytime anything happens to Jews, the Jewish lives matters. And I agree that no innocent people should be killed. But the truth is, it's not black police officers or white police officers that are killing black people. It's black people that are killing black people. And it's really amazing when you, and it's, in fact, white police officers, every day they go in their black districts that are full of crime and full of drug dealers trying to sell drugs to their kids and full of sex traffickers who are trying to get their little girls into prostitution and be abused sexually. I mean, it's terrible, right? And the police are out there trying to fight that and against it. And so the whole thing is insane. And this is a big, giant lie. It's a lie that white people are shooting down blacks, like I said before. When I say that, by the way, I can give you the exact figures. I can give you the numbers of the documents. This is from the Bureau of Justice Statistics and BJS. And it's from, this is the figures from 2018. That's just, you know, the figures were compiled from last year, then 2018. And that's the real figures that I can tell you. And I can show you the charts and I can prove what I'm saying to you. But if you watch the Zio Media, I call it Zio Media for Zionist short. If you watch the Zio Media, you would think that black people being victimized by white people. It's all crazy. It's not true.
And if Black Lives Matter really cared about black lives, they would be protesting in Chicago and L.A., where the gang violence, black-on-black gang violence, is through the roof. And anybody can pull up articles on that and see the murders that are committed. So it really isn't about black lives. As a matter of fact, a lot of the BLM protesters that I saw on the news, there were a lot of white women, in the picture out there rioting with BLM. And, you know, BLM is just a Marxist organization that's used as a tool to destabilize America, and as foot soldiers, just like Antifa are foot soldiers of these Bolsheviks that have control of America. I think they do have control of America. We sent Trump in to try to get control back. And so what we're seeing with these riots is a crackdown, because these rioters can burn and pillage and commit violence, and there's no repercussions. There's no legal repercussions against them. So it's really not about black lives. It's about upheaval in America. It's about cracking down on the white Christian majority, and also the black people that want to earn a good living. There are a lot of black businesses that were burned and looted, you know, in Wisconsin and in St. Louis and Louisville. You know, I know that for a fact. So the BLM movement is Marxist, and yet here we have a lady who is a BLM activist who won a seat in Congress in Missouri. That's the state that our nation is in right now, Dr. D.
Yeah, that's
right. It's a very sad state.
And I think it's real important we address this narrative and this mistaken narrative. I think that the people around Trump, and again, part of the deep swamp, are trying to say that the path to Republican success and victory is by getting more of the black bloc vote or more of the non-white vote. No, the truth is, from the beginning, it was very aware it was very well known by all white people that knew anything that changing the demographic of the country was going to change the political structure of the country. It's going to change the values of the country. And that's really what's happening right now. And you know, the truth is the factors of any country are always driven, and the most important factor of any country is the racial aspect of its history. And it's called demographics or demography. That's really what's going on. If you have different people taking over a country, you're going to change the values of it. And every people, especially since the media uses them as weapons, the media promotes black identity, and they promote Jewish identity for the Jewish people. They promote identity for everybody but white people. And we have to, you know, we don't, you know, I like Tucker about so many things, but when he says race doesn't make any difference, doesn't matter, you're damn right it's different. Those people are illegal aliens from Europe, right, trying to get in, or like Trump said one time, Norway, you know, they would all end up assimilating and be like every other American and with the same values of America, right? But the difference, the real fundamental difference, is the people trying to get in the country for whatever. You say they were trying to escape communism and we wouldn't let them in, and they're trying to get in the country. A European person coming over, that's what, you know, it, race is a factor, right? And people around the world, they tend to identify with their own, the way they look, the way they feel, their history, their common heritage, their religion, their values, and all these things. And when you change the foundation of a country with larger groups, that group, because they usually have certain, you know, economic aspects and cultural aspects, they're going to fight for their interest. They're going to fight for what is going to advance them as a people. And but white people are taught, of course, to do the opposite. The truth is that demographics is destiny. Demographic reality is the ultimate reality, and the well-being of any country are the ultimate ruin. It's the thing that makes a country go to the moon or makes a country into the slums of Nairobi. You know, it demography is real, and demographics is real, and race is real. And it doesn't mean we should suppress anybody. No. I mean, I believe that the best qualified person should get the job, promotion, scholarship. I think people should be treated respectfully. But we are under no obligation to destroy our own people or ethnically cleanse our own people and destroy our own people's existence, just as we want to preserve the diversity of every kind of animal life on Earth. Every people has a right to survive on this planet, black people, yellow people, all people around the world. And even though Trump didn't say any of these things, even the New York Times ran an article, Trump's Last Stand for White America, and it's written by Roger Cohen. There you go, another coincidence. And in there, he talked about how America's founded on basically ethnic cleansing. He didn't call it that. He called it the replacement theory. So the break should be here now, just about. I mean, but maybe we just have 5 minutes until the end.
Oh, Mike said we got it in 30 seconds. Yeah, I got it in 30 seconds. So, before we go into the next section, which is very short towards the end of the show, you know, you mentioned demographics is destiny, affirmative action. You know, when you were a representative in Louisiana, you pushed a bill to end affirmative action, and yep. And I'm totally good with that. The best qualified person, regardless of skin color, should get the job, and I think we could come on board with that. Let's take.
I'm going to be on the air.
I don't know.
You might be. I think you might be scheduled to be on the show tomorrow, Jeremy. I look forward to seeing you then. You can go to davidduke.com, folks. I'm on at 11 a.m. Eastern time and 10 a.m. Central. See you later, folks.
And we'll have a few minutes on the other side of the
break. Oh, we do.
A few minutes on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
I didn't know that. Reaches into where I cannot
hide. Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Setting my feet upon the road.
And welcome back to the show. Ending the show here in the last few minutes with Dr. David Duke, and we were mentioning the bill that you proposed to eliminate affirmative action, which is a discriminatory thing that discriminates against the color of skin. It actually discriminates against white people. I think we would agree with a lot of civic nationalists that say that we should just hire based on performance, yeah, based on, you know, get into higher education,
well, you know,
based on test scores.
Well, so you know,
tell us a little
wrong
bit about that, Dr. Duke.
Yeah, well, I did have a bill. It was the first bill and the only bill that ever passed a single body. It passed the House of Representatives. It didn't pass the Senate, but it passed my body overwhelmingly. And it forbid racial discrimination in hiring and promotions, scholarships, and hiring by any state agency or government agency in Louisiana. And that bill was really – and that passed the House and my body early on in 1990, I believe it was. And man, that bill made a big impact. And that was the bill that was modeled off the constitutional amendment. They modeled my bill, the constitutional amendment in California, which they tried to overthrow, by the way, in this election in California, that was trying to wipe away the bill in California they passed, which forbid affirmative action or forbid racial, you know, using race or sex as a determinant for hiring, affirmative action, anything, you know, like, for instance, contracting jobs or college admission or whatever. And they tried to repeal that, by the way, and it lost big time. And I had a big debate on that issue. They called me into the University of Northridge. It was televised the entire state. And that was just a month, I think, before the election. And it carried 55% positive. But I do want to say this, you know, it's one thing. I do believe in equal rights, and I believe if you have a society of different people in the country, you've got to afford people the rights and accord them what they earn by their merit and being fair. At the same time, there's nothing wrong for any people anywhere in the world to want to preserve their culture, their heritage, their very even genetic lineage, their genealogy, because the truth is that the history of the world is driven. And I'm an historian, and I've studied the history of the world and the history of many different countries. And you can see that demographics is absolutely destiny. And when last night in all two networks that I watched, which mainly CNN and I watched NBC last night because I wanted to see their coverage. I know at Fox it was going to be a little bit better, but I wanted to see their coverage. And they kept talking about the demographic change was why Trump wasn't going to win this state or not that state or whatever. And we all know that it's true. And the truth is I am a civic nationalist, you know, but you know what? I'm also an ethnic nationalist because every great nation in the history of the world has been created by a particular group. And America was completely founded. The Declaration of Independence, our fundamental European philosophies, our values, our principles were by Europeans. And these were Europeans who identified themselves as people of European and Western descent. No question about it. In fact, the Declaration of Independence, every sign of the Declaration of Independence, many of the leaders of our original founding fathers, many of them, including Washington, Jefferson, Monroe, Madison, the people who wrote our Constitution, were members of the American Colonization Society, which was dedicated to freeing black people in America and returning them to Africa and preserving our heritage in this country. The first bill, immigration bill, by the founding fathers was one that limited immigration only to white people. So the truth is that's the foundation of America, and you are not going to preserve civic nationalism and the values of our forefathers or our culture or heritage or any of the things we care about or even the existence of our people unless we're able to preserve our people themselves. That's the biggest issue.
And that's the show. Thank you, Dr. Duke. We'll see you tomorrow on your show.
DavidDuke.com. I'm on tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock Central Time on Rants. Thanks.
Garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.